Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought-after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will give the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new uncomplicated tools and easy-to-understand strategies to live a more positive life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge no matter how negative your circumstances may be. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Well, listen now live to psychic medium Melinda Carver. She strives to bring you, her listening audience, the best guests at the best time for you. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives, and now live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. We have a great show for you this evening with Andrew Toblarski. We're going to be talking about the trade show for conscious living, the International New Age Trade Show, happening this weekend in Denver. We'll pull on Andrew in just a couple moments. And here are tonight's positive shout-outs to give you that burst of positive energy to start your evening off right tonight. Our first positive shout-out goes to all the people, all in our communities, who start their cleanups of the neighborhood parks, playgrounds, and waterways to get a jump on the summer season, picking up all that litter and trash so that the kids and the adults can have a fun time in a safe manner all around the world. And our next positive shout-out tonight goes to all the summer camp counselors and volunteers who make sure that school children all around the world have a fun, safe learning environment when they go away to these summer camps for the season. Those are your positive shout-outs. Tonight, if you missed an episode, you missed a lot, check out all the great on-demand episodes that are available to you here on Blog Talk's Positive Perspectives and iTunes, featuring the top TV stars in the metaphysical world, international award-winning, best-selling authors from all over. We've had guests from Europe and South Africa, Australia, Canada, United States, and they're all been here on Positive Perspectives. If you want to see me this weekend, I'm going to have a great time in Denver with tonight's guest, Andrew Toblarski, and a lot of other friends. Friday, June 9th, I will be at For Heaven's Sake Metaphysical Books in Denver. From 3 p.m. to 5 p.m., I'll be doing a meet and greet and book signing, and I'll be participating in their psychic fair from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Saturday, June 10th, I will be at the International New Age Trade Show. 2:30 p.m., I will be presenting Attracting Celebrities to Your Store. And on Sunday, I'm one of the three authors that will be participating in the very prestigious Authors Breakfast at INATS. If you want more info, go to inats.com. And with that, we're going to pull on tonight's guest. Andrew Toblarski is the owner and show organizer of the International New Age Trade Show. It has been in existence for many, many years. INATS features the top authors, tarot deck creators, speakers, and manufacturers of the metaphysical and magical products that find their way to the local stores in your neighborhood. Andrew is going to show us tonight the list of names of some of the authors who will be appearing there this year and some of the new products that he's most excited about. Please welcome Andrew Toblarski. Hello, Andrew. How are you tonight,
sweetheart? I'm great. Melinda, I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Everyone laughs when I have the clapping or the cheering going on when I pull them out. You know, we have a great studio audience here. Wink, wink.
My favorite line is, "And the crowd went wild."
Yay! Should we do it again just for you? Oh, welcome to the show, Andrew. Thanks so much for coming on this evening. How excited are you for this year's INATS programming that you have in store for all the wonderful retailers and bookstores and gift shops from all around the world?
Well, you know, I'm actually very excited about this year's program. INATS is an interesting show, pardon me, in that the education that we provide is all provided and donated by the various educators and speakers and authors for the retailers that come and attend the show. We don't pay them, and we don't offer speaking slots in exchange for booth space and that sort of thing. It really is a labor of love for them. And this year, I think we have a really interesting lineup with some very professional people, a couple of which are not necessarily anchored in the New Age community, but most of them are. And we offer a range of really kind of nuts and bolts tools to run your store, to run your business, to a little, you know, some more things like, you know, we have Drew Giovanni doing a seminar using the Merkaba in abundance and manifestation meditation, which is geared for retailers and for retailers to bring their staff, you know, kind of in line in that positive energy for their stores.
And when people attend, now I've gone 3 of the last 4 years, and I've had an immense time. I remember my very first INATS as a vendor with my little magical product line, and to meet all these other manufacturers of product lines and to be in one place where you're meeting hundreds of retailers and store owners, the decision makers who get to choose which product that is out there on the floor that's going to be gracing their store shelves in retail space. What happens to some of those new vendors like myself when they go there that first time and they get to meet some of the other vendors? I know they've been very welcoming to me.
Well, Melinda, I think it's important, and I try to be very honest with new people bringing product or new ideas, new products, or certainly bringing things into a new area for them, that, you know, they need to set some goals in terms of how many accounts they can open, how many new stores they can contact, because those are going to be responsible for repeat orders that they can build on over the years. But it's also very important to make use of those networking opportunities, because, you know, the person next to you may sell a totally different product, but they still have to package that. And they may have found a great source for printing, whether it's a CD sleeve or a label for an essential oil, or you know, actually producing a video for something, and you share all of that information, and not only from exhibitor to exhibitor, but buyers as well. I've often said that the most valuable thing you can do at a trade show is stand in line at the drinking fountain and just listen, because you make such great contacts and pick up such great information. That's the thing that always has drawn me to doing shows, you know, physical shows, rather than trying to do some sort of an online virtual show, because it's not just the product on the shelf, it's the people getting together and interacting that makes it all worthwhile. That's what makes it special.
Well, I love coming to INATS. I've had a great time the 3 years that I went. And what you said there, the networking, there is no place else that you can go where you are meeting other producers of products or manufacturers or companies, as well as the retailers and the mentors that you pick up. And on top of that, you have the authors and the deck creators and publishing houses. So it's a mm-hmm. one-stop spot for major networking. I mean, I came there, you know, five years ago with my little product line and my radio show. I've had a multitude of guests that I've met from INATS. I've been able to get my products in stores, and from that, I was able to win a major international award for a product line. And now I'm going to be presenting at the prestigious Authors Breakfast this weekend. So
that's
it's
right.
Like the story, the little engine that could. And that was all from that first walk-in and from the relationships that I've built coming there. And they've been amazing for me. And I've loved every moment of it. So when you hear stories like this, when you saw me at my very first time and had my little ponytail on, and so there was my little fairy dust, and now you know, the same vendor is now an author and is coming back. Does that make you really happy that you have such loyalty from the people that do the show year after year, Andrew? Because of opportunity they receive?
Well, absolutely. It's not only the loyalty. I've been doing trade shows now for close to 30 years. I was in the gift trade business for a long time, gift and jewelry. And many of the exhibitors at INATS, I've met over 25 years ago working on gift shows. And so we've been together all this time and have this great personnel relationship. And a story like yours is really my favorite part about doing this, seeing somebody young and fresh and not knowing, you know, packing tape from a screwdriver, coming in and just making a go of it. And then the next year, their booth gets better. And the next year, they've got a fabulous printed brochure or catalog. And the next year, their booth is like totally transformed. And they're, you know, they're bringing in these outside influences, like the prizes that they can win in various competitions and things. It's really exciting to see people grow their business, not necessarily because of this show, but making sure that this is a part of their growth, and it's a nice touchstone for me.
And some of the vendors you have returning are Zeppo merchandisers, which make beautiful sterling silver jewelry. They've won several awards for their jewelry. They're coming back. Mm-hmm. You also have Digby coming back. I know Digby's coming. He's
absolutely
the Avalon Trading Company, and he comes all the time. But besides jewelry that you have, you also have the big publishers like Llewellyn and Hay House and you know, Schiffer and Red Wheel Weiser. So a lot of the publishers are there. And what do the publishers say? Because I know my first year there, I know that someone else had a booth. They self-published a deck of cards, the Ancient Animal Wisdom. It was Stacy and Jada. And they were approached by U.S. Games and then signed a week later to bring their self-published Oracle deck into U.S. Games. So when you see publishers finding the self-published at your show and they're getting success on a larger distribution scale, does that also, you know, make you, you know, all happy and excited for the people that are showing up and promoting their books and their decks too?
It does. And that's sort of a bittersweet joy because, of course, as soon as a company like U.S. Games is representing them, then they're no longer getting a booth and coming personally to INATS. But I know that that's all part of the growth cycle, and it's part of what we expect and really hope for. And I've talked to any number of authors and, well, deck creators, but mostly authors that have been picked up by either a major publisher or they've connected with New Leaf for their distribution, which is critical, particularly for self-published people.
It's amazing, all the opportunities. It's not just like the Corner Psychic Fair or the little expo that's held regionally, because you have a large international following that come. I know that when I was there, you had European attendees from Canada, all over the United States, and even Japan were there, and from the Caribbean. So when you have people from all over the world coming and looking at the book offerings and the jewelry and the product offerings, what are some of the things they say about the selection? Because there's a huge selection. I mean, the space is, you know, monumentally huge. And
well,
to walk through those huge rooms after room over the different vendors that are all spaced out.
Well, it's the only show that brings this combination of product together. You'll find a lot of vendors of crystals and stones, and even a few publishers and imports and whatnot, if you go to the Tucson Gem Show. But you lose the publishing component and the music component, and a lot of the other non-gem and mineral-related companies. So we have that to offer specifically at INATS.
And then some of the other publishers are Divorce Publications, New World mm-hmm. Library, you have New Harbinger Publications, so Moon mm-hmm. Logic Press. So there are a lot of different publishers, from the very, very large like Llewellyn to the mid-size to the very small boutique ones. And on top of that, mm-hmm. you have like the Bombay Incense Company, so people who make incense and candles and other magical products for New Age, metaphysical, right. or pagan stores. So when someone comes out with a new product or a new aromatherapy line that becomes really, really hot out of the INATS, what do you say to the stores when they say, you know, is there something that really catches your eye, Andrew? What can you push me to? Who's new here that I should go see? How do you figure out which products, when you're looking at them, when their people are applying, should be there at INATS this year? How do you choose after you get so many applicants?
Well, I'd love to be able to say that we do have to choose among most of our applicants. It's a small show. It's been a small show, and the great thing is we really do try to tailor the exhibitors to the buyers who are coming, and try not to overload on particular categories. I've actually turned down a couple of people who, you know, they wanted to bring in yet another couple of booths worth of Tibetan imports and singing bowls and whatnot. And we have that covered with some really fine companies already. And as much as I'd love to sell the booths, it just is too much for the number of stores that we have coming. But we have some really exciting new companies. I don't know whether it's just been long enough or somehow things are getting a little bit easier. But we have a larger international participation this year with exhibitors. We have a couple of people who've been with us in the past, like Stone Age from England. Louis is returning this year. But we also have Avant Stones from Brazil with stone carvings, Energi from Denmark with their energy healing tools, Sound Essence Vibrational Remedies from Canada. It's really exciting to see some new people like this.
And they get to find you at INATS. So you can, everybody, you're listening, if you want to learn about some of the exhibitors, you can go to INATS, INATS.com, and you can click on show info for the current exhibitor list with live links to all the vendors that are there, so you can get a sneak peek at what they're offering or bringing to INATS. And Andrew, you also mentioned earlier in the show the seminars, because the people who are attending this, it's not open to the general public. You must own a retail store, a bookstore, a gift shop, or a traveling show where you have a vendor license to sell. So how do they register easily? Do they call your assistant, or are going to register online at inats.com? How would you like them to do their last minute reservations?
Well, at this point, I also want to include the online stores, because we have a number of e-commerce companies that come. At this point, it's kind of a toss-up. It's probably just as easy to register directly on site. We don't have a registration system that's linked directly to the badge printing. It's a multi-step process. The people who are registering for the first time really need to be able to bring their business credentials and show us that they do in fact retail product. These days, one of the great things about the internet is that in Google Maps, I can enter a person's address and have a picture of their storefront. Done. Easily done. There are other people who will come and, you know, have businesses and they have absolutely no online presence whatsoever. And so then we're going to want to see some invoices or connections with, you know, the names of the people that they buy from at INATS, just so that we know that they do in fact buy on a wholesale level.
I just want to make sure everybody knows that. So that way they can find
sure.
you, they can come, and they know what to bring. And why don't you share with everyone the location, your beautiful new location that you moved the show to last year, and it's there once more this year?
It is at the Crowne Plaza Airport Hotel and Convention Center. And we are not to be confused with downtown, because there's a lovely Crowne Plaza there, but we are out near the airport. Very easy access from I-70 at 15500 East 40th Avenue. And if you do Google Crowne Plaza DIA, standing for Denver International Airport, the link comes up directly for the hotel. Or you can access it, of course, through the INATS website as well.
Okay. And when you also go to the INATS.com, you can also see the wonderful list of seminars that are available for the store owners. And you mentioned how important it was for you and INATS to present this information to the store owners to help them with their bottom line or their displays and merchandise displays or how to present new products to their customers. So do you want to go over a couple of the pre-show seminars and the seminars that will be during the long 4-day that you're excited about, or someone new who's coming in that you want to spotlight some of those seminars today, Andrew?
Absolutely, I'd love to. We're starting out our seminars on Thursday with actually a brand new person who is loosely connected to the New Age community, because she has worked with Drew DiGiovanni in the past, Ellen Melko Moore. And she has a presentation called Super Tight Brand, the Holy Trinity of Sexy Brand Specialization. I don't think that really sounds like crystals and fairy dust, but it sounds like a great topic for a seminar. And she's going to talk about how you really have to get specific with your store and make it a destination for buyers to attend. And then we have Uma Silby, who is really one of the, I don't want to say the founders, but she was one of the first people that really organized and wrote about crystals and stones and how they work and the energies behind them. And she emigrated to Hawaii several years ago, and is coming back to INATS for the first time in several years, and very excited to have her do basic stone and crystal facts and how to quickly and easily instruct your customers and how to make sense of conflicting information. We've had a lot of people talk about stones over the years, but it's an important category for most of our retailers. And I think to have somebody like Uma, with her depth of knowledge and experience, to come back and present it at INATS is really a special circumstance for us. We already talked about Drew DiGiovanni, and we do have one more seminar on Thursday. Unfortunately, I had one of my speakers canceled just yesterday, so we're working on a spot for Thursday. Now, on Friday, we have Michael Lauster. He's with Basic Earth Essentials, and he's I can't remember all the special titles, but he is a licensed and very highly trained essential oil and aromatherapy organic essence person. But he also has a background in business, and he's going to talk about basic product merchandising and promotion. I grew up in a retail family, and I always thought merchandising was just making things look pretty on a shelf. But merchandising is really deeper than that, and it talks about balancing the category mix in your store to maximize your bottom line and things like that. So Michael's been very well received. He's done presentations with us before, and everybody comes away just raving about him. So I'm thrilled about that. Then we have two companies that are sponsored, or two speakers sponsored by U.S. Games. One is Allison DeNicola. And she's doing a seminar on mudras and awakening the five elements. And it's talking about how to sell mudra decks. And for those of you who may not have that word on the tip of your tongues, mudras are the hand positions that you see the Buddha wearing, or the Buddha in sculptures and whatnot, you'll see the various hand positions, and they all have certain meanings, and they all draw certain energies into you. And the mudra deck is a very interesting application of that, and it's going to Allison's going to talk specifically about that on Saturday. Then we also have sponsored by U.S. Games. Pardon me, my papers are getting shuffled here.
Sue Willett.
It is Sue
Willhite.
Sue Willhite. Some of you may know her. She was associated for a long time with East West Books in Los Gatos, in Mountain View, California. She is now doing some specialties in the Lenormand deck, and I was introduced as a neophyte to the Lenormand a year ago. And Lenormand is a card deck. It's an oracle deck. But it's not a tarot deck. It works on a different structure and with a different way of interpreting and analyzing the cards. I found it fascinating, and Sue is a very dynamic person, and I think that's going to be a really, really exciting presentation. And again,
selling something
in your store that's a little different. Those are some hot topics, yeah.
Yeah, because people want them now. They've been being pushed a lot by the different tarot guilds around the world and oracle guilds around the world and the authors themselves. So the Lenormand are just really super popular. They sell out quickly at the different stores. And some store owners, I'm sure you found this too, and I traveled to a lot of different stores across the country, Andrew, but some of them sometimes don't understand the products they're selling. Or they can only say, I ordered it because it was popular, when a customer comes in to say, how do I use this? So this education, you're giving them these free educational seminars to work with some of these hot products like the mudras and the Lenormand.
Exactly. If I can mention just a couple of more, we have Drew DiGiovanni is also doing a presentation on a he has a toolkit to more effectively plan your store's promotional activities. And it involves identifying your audience, finding the right talking points to advertise them and whatnot. And that ties in, I think, very well with your seminar, Melinda, which is attracting celebrity guests to your store. And just like coming to INATS, meeting an author at a book signing, or hearing an author at the author's breakfast, enables the store owner or the buyer to immediately connect that impression that they got at INATS to selling that product in their store. It becomes, you know, it's like now suddenly you're talking about a friend that you just had coffee with versus that picture in the yearbook from the person from 20 years ago that you don't even remember. It's a personal link to make that sale. And an extension of INATS, well, it's not an extension of INATS, but it's the same sort of thing with store owners bringing those celebrity authors, card readers, deck designers, musicians into their store. It allows their customers to, number one, have a reason to come and a reason to then later purchase the things that person brings to market.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm excited about some of the seminars. I'm going to try to sneak into a couple of them myself over the couple days that I'm there, as well as going around seeing all the friends that I've made, because that's one of the things that people do there is you make real friendships with a lot of the people, whether they're the vendors or the buyers or, you know, the store owners. You get to know them and meet them, or the artists, and really connect with them, and opportunities come from those networking moments that you have. You also have a couple networking parties that people can go to just to chat and get to know each other, and I urge everyone to go and attend those. I know that first year, I went to every single networking event you had. I didn't know hardly anybody there, but I went and I talked to all kinds of people.
that's part of it.
Yeah.
Just get out there and visit. Yeah.
Okay. All right, everybody. We are talking to Andrew Topolarski from INATS. You can go to INATS.com for more information. Andrew, we're going to take a short pause. We'll be right back, everyone, after these messages.
Do you need a boost of positive energy to assist you in having a better life? Melinda's Positive Energy products will help you attract positive people, positive events, and positive items into your life. Get positive. Live positive. Do you need a boost of positive energy? You have come to the right place. Do you need to get positive, to live positive, to attract positive people and events and items into your life? You have come to the right place. Do you need to turn your negativity around? You have come to the right place. Welcome to the positive energy of all that we have to offer here on Positive Perspectives and into every facet of your life. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. www.psychicmelinda.webs.com. Melinda receives many emails from listeners, like this one from Heather. This is why I love Melinda's show. The variety of guests and topics and conversations and information. All the hard work that's obvious that Melinda puts into every single show. The spiritual and education and growth that I've received. What a blessing, says Heather. And she adds, thank you, thank you, thank you, Melinda Carver. Psychic medium Melinda Carver on Positive Perspectives, Blog Talk Radio, and around the world. And now, Melinda is doing DVDs with Holistic Highway to Wisdom. Thanks for your emails. On behalf of Melinda Carver, thank you.
Welcome back, everybody. Our guest today is Andrew Toplarsky from the International New Age Trade Show, the trade show for conscious living. We will not have any shows next week due to my travel schedule. We will return Sunday, June 18th, with Margaret Ann Lembo. She's coming on to talk about her new deck, Masters, Mystics, and Saints, and Gemstone Guardians. And then we have Ray Gooseby on June 25th, Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern. He's going to talk about Haunted Ohio and some great big fundraisers coming up for the paranormal community. And we will be marking your calendars for my book signings all across the country. So this Friday, I mentioned the For Heaven's Sake book signing in Denver. I will also be at the Author's Breakfast in Denver on June 11th. My big Cleveland launch party is going to be Friday, June 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Theosophical Society of Greater Cleveland. Also, mark your calendars for It's Your Journey. I'll be doing a book signing there on July 7th. And at the Eileen Fisher Boutique at the Eden Collection in Beechwood, Ohio, on July 15th. Lilydale Assembly will be hosting me with a book signing in their bookstore in Lilydale, New York, on Saturday, July 22nd. And I will also be doing two classes at Lilydale this year, Wednesday, August 16th, Native American Lunar Calendar, and Wednesday, August 23rd, I will be teaching The Magic of the Fairies and a Fairy Walk in the Fairy Trail. Go to lilydaleassembly.com for more information. I will also be doing book signings on August 16th and 23rd at Lilydale for Get Positive, Live Positive. That book is available on Walmart, Target, Wordery, Indigo. It is also available at Books A Million, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and bookstores all across the country. Get Positive, Live Positive shows you the way to clear negative energy. Our guest this evening is Andrew Toplarsky, the owner and promoter of the International New Age Trade Show. Welcome back, Andrew.
Thank you, Melinda. I'm hoping that we're going to get a chance to talk a little bit about the Author's Breakfast and another couple of great authors that are going to be with it are featured besides you.
Yes, Jonathan and Andy Goldman. I'm excited because I've listened to some of Jonathan's music. So can you tell us a little bit about the Author's Breakfast and Jonathan and Andy and what they're going to be talking about?
Well, the Author's Breakfast is modeled on similar breakfasts that are held at the Book Expo America, which is the major publishing book publishing trade show in the country. And it involves anywhere from 2 to 4 or even 5, I've been involved with, but they get really long then, of authors where the authors get a chance to not only come up and talk about their book, pump their book for sales, et cetera, which is what we're all in this for after all, but it also offers them a chance to kind of get personal and, again, make that connection with the store owners, with the buyers, so that, you know, even if the store owner doesn't really know the content of the book that they're trying to sell, they say, oh, my God, I saw this person at the author's breakfast, and they are just amazing. I'm sure their book is going to be fabulous. Again, it's that terrific catch. Jonathan and Andy have a new book called The Humming Effect. Now we've had other effects, the tapping effect and this effect. But I think this is related to sound healing and bringing forth those vibrations from within yourself. And I have a feeling there's going to be a lot of humming involved. And, you know, I can imagine with their humming and Melinda's positive energy, I think it's going to be a really, really exciting morning.
And that includes breakfast, and that's a separate ticket. You must register for the author's breakfast, and you can go to inats.com to the special events page, and you can get your application or registration for that breakfast. Is that correct, Andrew?
Yes, you can register online. You do. It's not so much a reservation because we have a big room and a lot, you know, we've guaranteed food for a lot of people. But it's mostly a matter of just kind of letting us know that if all of a sudden we have the floodgates open, that we don't have to turn anybody away. So if you could let us know you're coming, we'd appreciate it. You do buy your tickets on site, either at the registration desk at the trade show or at the door of the Vail Ballroom at the Crown Plaza that morning. It is $35. And it not only includes breakfast and the about an hour and a half's worth of speaking and interacting with the authors, but it's also followed by a book signing, so you also come away with a signed copy of each of the books that are presented that morning.
And it's going to be so excited. I get to be on stage with Jonathan, and I'm sure his wife Andy's lovely, but I've listened to Jonathan's music through the years, and that's exciting to be there. So thank you for letting me be on stage there at the Author's Breakfast. I'm beyond excited. I'm just going to say that out there, that I am beyond excited to come back to INATS, not just as a product developer, but as a first-time author. So it's amazing for these author signings that you have, and you have quite a big roster of other authors that are going to be over signing books over the few days of INATS. So who else is coming to be there to sign books this lovely time at INATS this weekend?
I'm going to go through the list and talk about, I'm going to admit outright, I don't know a lot about most of these authors. They come in, they send us a copy of their book, or their publisher does, and we look at it and make sure it's appropriate for INATS. And then I try to meet as many on site as possible, but I don't really have the time to delve, and certainly I don't have time to read all the books that are submitted before the show. But there are some terrific people, again, with great backgrounds. Richard Singer Jr. is doing 101 Tips for Recovering from Addictions. He's also doing a meditation seminar, which I didn't mention before, Mindfulness, a Living Meditation, which is also a little bit geared to retailers. So it's kind of making you and your staff feel present in your store and how that's going to work. Emily Clintworth is doing a signing. She's also doing the seminar that we talked about, the energetic sales cycle. But she has a book called Claiming Your Power Through Astrology, a Spiritual Workbook. Should be very, very interesting. Nancy Sharp is signing Both Sides Now, A True Story of Love, Loss, Bold Living, Because the Sky is Everywhere. Joan Pillen is bringing another of her Adventure Seeker Saga Series Book 3, Fork in the Road, Heroes, Healers, and Happy Campers. Let's see. Michael Orwig is signing The Quantum Children, A Parent's Guide for the 21st Century. I think, you know, children are so important in the world, and I think being able to impart wisdom to them and getting them on a good positive track with their thoughts and emotions and whatnot I think is really critical, and I'm very excited that he's going to be here with this. That's also a book one, so there should be more to follow. We have a couple of people who are signing specifically children's books. Elizabeth Cosmos is doing The Adventures of Energy Annie, book one and two. Amadeus Healing with the Sacred Energy of the Universe, and I did read through some of this, and Energy Annie is this little girl, and it's all about her adventures with sacred energy. It's kind of great to have that focus. James Schwartz is doing One Voice, Sacred Wisdom. Nicholas Pearson is doing Crystals for Karmic Healing. Sharon Lipinski is signing 365 Ways to Live Generously. Danielle McKinnon, who is a PhD, is signing Animal Lessons, Discovering Your Spiritual Connection with Animals. Let's see, Devin Hunter is doing The Witch's Book of Power, and that's I'd also like to remind people we have a good representation of people of exhibitors and products from earth-based religions, from Wicca, from the Nordic traditions. It's a special place to find all of that sort of product as well. So Uma Silby is also going to sign her Ultimate Guide to Crystals and Stones. And then Joan Pillen is signing a deck, Odin's Runes Divination Deck. And Jonathan and Andy Goldman are signing their CD, The Cosmic Hum. A lot of humming again with them. They've had that's been their focus for a little while. Tracy Dunblazer, who was here last year, is a self-published author, and she has a book called Heal Your Soul History, Activate the True Power of Your Shadow, Volume 2 of the Demon Slayer's Handbook Series. She did Volume 1 a year ago. Now she's got Volume 2. And finally, we have Richard Singer Jr., who's doing a signing of his Eastern Wisdom, Western Soul. So that's a great group of people that you're going to get to come and actually meet in person and, have a couple of words with and bring home a signed copy of their book.
Yeah, it's a wonderful opportunity to meet briefly the author, because there'll be 100 or more people in line to receive their signed copies. I believe each author gives away 100 copies to the attendees. Is that correct, 100 copies?
Actually, that's usually the number in the author's breakfast.
Okay.
It's usually a little bit less than that, or fewer than that in the book signings. It varies greatly.
Okay. I know it changes. So you have a whole bunch of different authors that you can click on the seminars and events, or appear at on inats.com, so you can see that full list to see if any of the authors you want to meet over the Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and then the Sunday is the big author's breakfast featuring Jonathan and Andy Goldman and myself, Melinda Carver. And you also have a keynote speaker this year, Gail Thackray. She's Manifesting Abundance for Your Business. How excited are you to receive Gail as this year's keynote speaker?
Well, Gail's sort of a powerhouse, not unlike yourself, Melinda. She has a real dynamic personality and a great delivery, and is a very popular speaker at all kinds of different events. So we're very happy that she's going to be here. She also will be in a booth. Some of the authors that come are sponsored, or they're involved with a publisher, and so they simply come for the book signing. They may be in the booth for a little while, and then they're gone. So that's really your only option to see them. Jonathan and Andy this year, as well as Gail Thackray, will be in booths, and they'll be there the whole time, so that you have a little bit better chance to run into them and interact and whatnot. So, and
Gail Thackray,
I should also mention,
author. She's an author and a psychic medium too, so she's going to be a big name for people who are in the retail world, metaphysical world, who will recognize Gail Thackray's name. So they have to be excited. You probably got a lot of emails about her opening the show for you this year.
We did. We got, oh my goodness, and when is she going to be there? And all kinds of questions. Yeah, that was an exciting announcement to make. I also want to mention, beyond the people who are doing official signings at the show, There are also additional authors that come and are involved specifically in the publisher's booths that are at the show. Generally, the people who are signing books or appearing at the author's breakfast are bringing a new release. It's something that has either just been released or within the past year, perhaps. I don't know what that was. That's crazy. But the people will also come by and do other meetings and meet and greets and appearances in the various booths. So you kind of never know who's going to show up.
Yes, because I know that they do book signings inside Llewellyn's. I think they get a triple booth space. Llewellyn has a huge book space, and they bring a couple authors to do book signings in their space. And Red Wheel Riser also did book signings in their own space. And New Leaf does their own book signings. And I think New World did a book signing in their space, and DeVore's Publications also, if I believe correctly. They have authors who pop in just to say hello and, you know, pass out literature too. So you can meet some really big names out on that floor. You never know who you're going to see. So if you're out on the floor, keep an eye out and pay attention, because, you know, you could run into Dr. Stephen Farmer and Donna DeNome, two of the international award-winning authors there. You know, there's just always someone out on the floor. And do you find that some of the authors are also excited when they get to see a lot of the new products from the vendors too? They're the first ones to get to play with some of the new board games and tarot decks and oracle decks from their friends that they get to see with all the publishers too. So you get to hear inside stories about the other authors or big names from those authors attending too. It's all kinds of fun networking at INATS. And you can go to INATS, INATS.com for more information, or to get a copy of the program if you can't make it. What about those stores who are like, oh, we can't afford to fly to Denver? What options do they have to receive a program for you, or, you know, a connection to one of the companies that is vending there that they're interested in meeting or talking to? What do you suggest to some of the retailers who can't quite make it there this year?
Well, a couple of different things. Number one, I think the biggest resource that we have is the website with the exhibitor list, because if they like, we are happy to mail them a directory from the show, but it's very static. It's going to say, you know, a company name and their address and just a few words about what they sell. If they click on their website, then they have the whole story. They have access directly to all of, you know, everything that company does. And so I think that's a valuable resource. It's a valuable thing about being part of INATS, because we leave that exhibitor list up until we refresh it with the New Year's list, you know, in like February prior to the next year's show. So those are the great connections that they can make, the resources that they have.
And you also have some great photos from past shows, too, so they get to see some of the excitement. I know I'm still in the gallery. I'm really excited. Stephen Farmer's still in the gallery. So there's a lot of tours and companies. So U.S. Games, I'm looking at all the fun pictures that of, you know, from before that are still there. But it fills up. Now, what is the difference between a trade show? Some of these store owners sometimes participate in a metaphysical or holistic expo or a paranormal event. What's the difference between a trade show and one of the other metaphysical expos that are out there for the general public, Andrew? Can you explain so people get a further idea?
Sure. You know, the metaphysical fairs and the shows like Conscious Living Expo and that sort of thing are terrific opportunities for the general public, for everybody to go. Many of the companies, like Inner Traditions Bear and Company, they have booths in a lot of the public shows because they sell directly to the public as well as to their wholesale accounts. But it also it gives you the opportunity to meet a lot of individual psychics or healing therapists that use various modalities. They maybe going to go out and listen to music and participate in Qigong classes or various things like that. A trade show is really for the store owners to come and purchase product for their store and learn about things about their business. So while U.S. Games is a great example, we've mentioned them several times, but Llewellyn could do this as well. They publish a number of great decks. They carry the whole Lo Scarabeo line from Italy. They will invite readers to their booth who will then do readings for a store owner that comes in. But it's more an added opportunity because the store owner is really there to look at the new titles, place orders for their store, and things like that. So there are a number of people who want to come and participate in INATS that it's not the same thing. So, we're not going to have booths with psychics or with massage therapists and whatnot that are going to be there, just because that's not what our buyers are looking for. They're coming in to buy things for their stores, and they're it's a very different kind of a feel. It's still a great feel, great positive energy. The very first time that I went to INATS before I was ever involved in the show, which I was with the company that I used to work with, I walked in and I felt like I was at home. It sounded good. It smelled good. Everybody was smiling. Even now, I look around and see, people in line that are waiting to get their book signed and whatnot. They're not looking at their phones. They're talking to each other. It's a whole different energy level. It's such an exciting and positive experience.
It is a wonderful time, and it does. You have the crystal bowls, the singing bowls. You have all those crystals, that one big section of all kinds of tumbled stones and huge big pieces and Himalayan salt lamps and Tibetan-made clothing and jewelry and clothing from India. And on top of that, all the different jewelry and statues and pottery and all kinds of things that find their way into the stores. What is one of the new products that you're excited for first time? You mentioned a couple new companies that will be vending.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the other products besides the jewelry and statues that they can find at the International New Age Trade Show this year?
Well, it's interesting. We've got, again, some great new crystal companies, angelic healing crystals and aerial treasures. I've mentioned Inagi, a company called Gem Formulas, a terrific new company. Something that's kind of a throwback, Hippy Dippies crystal candles. And these guys hand make layered candles in chakra colors and other colors. But in each layer, they embed crystals that are then, I don't know how they get them to show actually, but so they're each colored layer of candle also has a crystal or a piece of mineral or gem that is associated with it. And they're beautiful. They're really, really exciting. This year we have, I think, three different companies that are selling CBD products. So they're cannabis-based. They're legal to sell in all 50 states, regardless of the other, whatever marijuana laws that there are. But this is a new and growing field, and they're naturally produced and organic and kind of fit in as a great new category this year.
So there's
a great company called – yeah. And we also try to reach out to – And it's something that the retailers ask us for. We want something new that's different, that's associated, that's going to fit into our product categories, but that's going to be different. And we have a company called Mova, and they do these rotating globes, but they're sealed in a glass or a crystal sphere. And I don't know what the mechanics are, but then, whether it's the Earth or the planet Venus or the moon rotate inside this lighted sphere. And I'm kind of a graphophile. What do you call someone? A cartophile. I like maps. I've always liked reading maps and globes and that sort of thing. So I might be very interested in a globe of the world or a globe of the ancient world, or, they have various, a whole bunch of different kinds. But if you're a store that's very much into, that features astrology a lot, wouldn't it be great to have a window display with rotating images of Venus and Jupiter and Saturn and Neptune, you know, with their astrological symbols displayed and whatnot? I mean, what an eye-catching way to feature your whole astrology section. So I think they will be well received, and you know, those are the kinds of companies that we look for that offer something different for the retailer, because that's what they're looking for.
And it's an amazing time. I know I always spent the 3 years that I came as a vendor, I would walk around and meet other vendors and see all the good things that they were pulling up. And, you know, I also do the shows and have a vendor's license. So I would always find new things there to bring in onto my traveling store that I did around when I do different shows. So there are some amazing opportunities for everybody out there, any of the retail store owners, bookstores, gift shops. It's an amazing time for you to see and meet and hear from the manufacturers and the artists and the graphic designers of these new products that are going to be finding their way into your store. Andrew, we're almost out of time. We have a few minutes left. Why don't you tell everyone once more the dates and location and how to contact you if they need to contact you in the next few days?
Absolutely. Melinda, we are at the Crowne Plaza, Denver International Airport. We are on 40th Avenue, which is different than the one downtown. It's very close to Peña Road, which is the road that actually takes you to Denver Airport off of I-70. So we're easy to see, spot from the freeway. The show runs Friday, Saturday, Sunday, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. We have our pre-show seminars and our networking party on Thursday the 6th. Thursday the 8th. And it is open to retailers and business people only. Unfortunately, the public is not invited. And this is our 22nd year. I'm really thrilled to be able to talk about the show to you. I know, Melinda, you've been a great spokesperson for our show at different events that you've been involved with around the country, and we really appreciate that and really applaud your success. And
thank you.
Thanks again.
Well, Andrew, I want to thank you so much. Go ahead, sweetheart.
If they want to get a call, they can contact us through the website. They could send us an email through at info@inance.com, but please look around the website. We'll first see if you can get answered, because we're a little busy in the next couple of days.
Yes, you're going to have all the registrations happening 2 days on Thursday, and it's going to be a fun time, great networking opportunities, the wow factor for all the different artists that are there. It's a really great time for people to come and see what they can bring into their store. Don't miss it. inance.com. Andrew, I want to thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing you in a few days. I'll see you bright and early Friday morning when I get off the plane.
That's great. I look forward to it too.
Thank you so much, Andrew. Give the dogs kisses for me. I look forward to seeing you and the dogs and Dwight and everyone else this weekend at inance. Everyone, Andrew Toplarski, inance.com. We will be back here on Positive Perspectives on Sunday, June 18th with Margaret Ann Lembo. Don't miss the show. If you missed an episode, you missed a lot. Check out all the great on-demand free episodes featuring Dr. Stephen Farmer, Donna DeNome, TV stars Chip Coffee, Michelle Bellinger, Michelle White Dove, and many, many more here on Positive Perspectives. We're going to close the show out with Brian Henke's song, We Are One. Go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information. Good night, everybody.